Today, I'm 22 and I'm standing in the back of a crowded club. Tomorrow, a new life is beginning, but today I'm allowing myself one more day to mourn what could have been. I'm at a concert that I was supposed to be attending with a boy that I could have loved. Instead, I'm alone, missing not only that missed connection, but the one that was supposed to be moving with me tomorrow. The crowd's loud and I'm standing by the bar. Yet silence descends as she begins singing a song that has haunted me for years since I first heard it. The dreams of a 19-year-old girl well up underneath my skin. They itch like hives, and I try to keep those images from transporting my consciousness. That younger girl is excited about a new love interest and the new places she is seeing. She wants to see more, feel more, make more, consume more, and be more. It's so different from the resolute agony I'm facing with this new change. I'm terrified to connect these two places within my memories. As the melodies swell and the harmonies take on a haunting note, the itching begins to feel like chills.
I'm 19, and I've never felt more in the moment. The warm summer sun streaks through large warehouse windows into a modest white studio. White walls, white curtains, and a white shag rug underneath a white table where a white dog is resting. The owner of the photography studio has stepped out for a few hours, and I'm left in charge as I meticulously edit photographs of the most beautiful wedding I've ever seen. Black and white, like the aesthetic environment I'm engulfed within. Easy, clean melodies come from the sound system, and I've never felt more focused and clear-minded. The process of turning colors to rich blacks and brilliant whites has emptied my mind. Here I see who I am, where I have been, and where I'm going. It's all so clear, so simple, so black and white. I'm 19, and I've never felt more. White walls, white curtains, and a white shag rug underneath a white table where a white dog is resting. The process of turning colors to rich blacks and brilliant whites has emptied my mind. So black and white, so black and white, so black and white. As I finish the last batch, I look up to see late afternoon light illuminating the lounging white dog. A large, fluffy white dog with blue eyes makes smiles appear on the faces of those around me. The owner returns and I say my goodbyes to her and her adorable dog. I'm no longer a student waiting for my life to start, but a person who's entrenched in it. I'm 19 and I've never felt more. White walls, white curtains, and a white shag rug underneath a white table where a white dog is resting. A large, fluffy white dog with blue eyes. As I finish the last batch, I look up to see late afternoon light illuminating the lounge. White walls, white curtains, and a white shag rug underneath a white table where a white dog is resting. A large, fluffy white dog with blue eyes. White walls, white curtains, and a white shag rug underneath a white table where a white dog is resting. White walls, white curtains, and a white shag rug. White walls, white curtains, and a white shag rug. White walls, 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 white walls.
But life isn't black and white. It's technicolor, which just makes for a big, muddy brown mess if one isn't careful. I tape a part of the performance and listen to it on repeat every night for the next few weeks as I fall asleep. It helps me be that 19-year-old girl, filled with the joy of living in the now, and not in the future.